Good afternoon, party people. You're listening to XS Manchester. I'm Clint Boone with you for the next 4 hours, doing a little drive time thing. Thank you for tuning in. We're going to start the show with something very special today. Your XS is something that we do every day, as you know, where you, the listener, get to pick 1 hour of music. It's quite a unique thing in the world of radio, I reckon. Today I've done something quite special. I've invited a good friend of mine in. He's got an amazing band. I'm not going to tell you who it is, but he's going to be picking the tunes for the next hour, and here's a little clue. There you go, one of the best records ever made. It's the Cortinas, Are You In Love With An Ocean. You're listening to XS Manchester. I'm Clint. Welcome to my new Drive Time show. I'm looking forward to this. And I brought on a good friend of mine, Liam Frey of the Cortinas, to do your XS. How are you, fella?
Hello, mate. Yeah, all good.
Nice to see you.
All good, nice to see you.
One of the most obvious things is that the Cortinas seem to double in size. I'm not on physically. I mean, you're looking great, looking very. But you know, like I remember when you did the Manchester Central venue a few years ago and you sold that out, and I just thought that must be some sort of a peak. That, and I know that you probably thought this.
No,
is
No,
we
did, yeah.
And you doubled that. You've doubled again. Now you're doing 50,000 people at the cricket ground.
Yeah, it's ridiculous,
isn't it?
People need to wake up. Well, not even that good.
Do you ever pinch yourself? Is this a dream?
Well, it's not a bad thing. As a singer can't sing. Do you know what I mean? So we're getting away with it.
It is amazing, isn't it?
It's just great. And I think what it is, I think people know that when they go, they're going to have a good time because, like, they make it. You know, we're just, you know, just like a big karaoke, isn't it? You know,
yeah, it is. And with a lot of flares and fireworks as well.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to pick the next hour of music for us. Yeah. Some of these tracks you might never have heard on XS Manchester before. Some of them you will. Quite a diverse selection, a beautiful selection. What's the first track that we're going to hear, Liam?
We're going to kick off with The Charlatans.
Yes.
One to Another. Always been my favourite Charlatans song. Brilliant riff, a bit moody on the piano.
Yeah.
And the support was at the cricket ground. So, I mean, that in itself is a ridiculous sentence to say, isn't it? So, I don't like the word support. It sometimes makes me feel a bit like it's just weird, isn't it? But they're amazing, so...
Maybe the poster's upside down.
Yeah, I don't think so.
The Sparrows did a gig in Italy 2 or 3 years ago in Sparrow Carpets, and it was... We were the headline act, and underneath us was the Buzzcocks and the Fall, and when I turned up, it was a festival. I said, I think the poster's upside down there. We should be on first. Anyway, let's have it. Charlatans, One to Another. It's Liam Frey doing your XS today on XS Manchester. You're listening to XS Manchester. I'm Clint Boone, hosting your XS today with my guest and my friend Liam Frey. And that was This Is The Day from the before that, The Charlatans. Matt Johnson, great singer-songwriter, isn't he?
Yeah, brilliant. It's really... I read Johnny's book over Christmas.
Johnny Marr.
Yeah, and I went and, like, kind of... I knew a bit of the but I went and, like, delved into it and stuff. Brilliant.
Yeah.
I really loved it. And I also saw they're doing something for Record Store Day, which is good, so check that out as well.
Yeah.
But it's just a great... I mean, just inspiring, Johnny, and he's just done so many different things with so many different people.
Yeah.
I learn a lot from him. Like, he's a good person as well, you know, he's like, he's got good values and stuff like that. You know, he's not just like, he's not a swaggering rock star. He's
not like you.
No, he's got values and a good heart.
My favourite Johnny Marr story, last year I was a guest vendor for The Big Issue.
Sorry, yeah.
They did guest vendor week where they invited people to... celebs, if you want. Can I say celeb? Minor celebs from Oldham. I was invited anyway to go and spend an afternoon selling The Big Issue in Manchester. And I saw Johnny that morning at an event I was at, and I just casually mentioned I was going selling The Big Issue in St Anne's Square. And I'm there selling it, and about tea time, Johnny Marr walks up, starts selling Big Issue with me. That's how, you know what I mean? Yeah. Top geezer.
Mark of the man.
We're not going to play anything from Johnny Marr today, but we are going to play this amazing new band from Mosley. One of the hottest new bands in the UK. They just signed a big record deal a few days ago. Tell us about Cabbage, Liam.
Well, they're shaking it up, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Shaking it up, brilliant lyrics. They seem to have a real disdain for those in the media that shouldn't count, and unfortunately do, so they get my vote. And we're buzzing to have them on the bill with us at the cricket ground.
Yeah.
And I guess they're going to appeal to a lot of people. Those people might not know it yet, but they talk about things that matter, but they do it with, like, certain grace, really, and you might not really associate the word grace with them on first inspection, but I think that they get to the point, but they, I don't know, they dig deeper than a lot of people do.
Yeah.
And they care about things, I think, that sometimes people shy away from. So it can might be a bit of a kick up the backside for certain people. So
Right, well, let's have this. This is there's nothing political about this record whatsoever. Joe, the singer, one of the singers, used to be a dinner lady, a male dinner lady, and this is his song that he wrote about those times. And we've had to edit it as well. There's a couple of dodgy words in there which we have removed. Hopefully, we'll find out in a minute. You listen to Excess Manchester. It's Your Excess with me, Clint Boone, and Liam Frey. Let's do it. That's Cabbage on Excess Manchester. I'm Clint Boone. If you want to take part in Your Excess, if you want to pick the first hour of music on my show, all you need to do is go to our website, excessmanchester.co.uk, and look for the Your Excess section and let us know what you want to play for an hour. Right, coming up next, Liam's choices include The Faces, Finlay and The Maccabees. Beautiful, that's The Faces on Excess Manchester, Ooh La La, another choice from Liam Frey, who's popped in today to do Your Excess. That's sounding good so far, isn't it, Liam?
Yeah, I mean, I might be after a job after this.
You know what, you're welcome anytime. Just don't take this job, I've only just started it. So, we're going to play something else local next. Tell us about Finlay.
Well, first came across Finlay, I think I watched her in The Castle on Oldham Street, and she blew me away the first time I watched her, and has continued to do so ever since. Great performer, always had a like cracking band behind her as well. And this is, some of her singles have been out for a while, but our album came out a couple of weeks ago. And I mean, I think it's dynamite from start to end. There's loads of different things on it. She's got a beautiful, beautiful voice, but she's got good, this sounds a bit weird, but like, when you listen to her, she's real. Like when if you listen, like meet her and in interviews and stuff, she's real. There's no messing with her.
Yeah.
Doesn't take any nonsense. That comes through, I think, on a lot of the tracks.
Yeah.
So if people aren't aware of her, stroke the band, they should check her out. It's cracking. I love this track. This is, I think, it's the opening track on the album, but it's brilliant. Love it.
She's got a few other tracks that she's released in the past, but Natalie Finlay with an A, and this is Greasy Love on Excess Manchester. Listen to Excess Manchester, this is Your Excess. I'm Clint Boone, on the first day, and enjoying it so far. And I brought one of my mates in to pick the tunes for Your Excess. It's Liam Frey, frontman of Cortinas. Before the Maccabees, you heard Finlay. I believe the Maccabees are splitting up, aren't they, Liam?
Yeah, apparently, yes. Sad news. We've always kind of had one eye, an admiring eye on the Maccabees. They started kind of just before we did. So we've moved it similar, you know, we've always been similar billings on festivals and whatever. But I love her. I love Orlando's voice. It's got this like kind of delicacy and an intimacy.
Yeah.
A lot of their tracks have this, actually. But then he's also got the ability to break out, super powerful.
Mm.
And he does it, actually, both of those things on this track.
Yeah.
And it's a weird one, really. They're kind of at the top of the game, I feel.
Yeah.
But it's a good time to bow out, isn't it, rather than fall from grace.
Like, absolutely.
I think you have to respect that as well. I'm sure they'll all do different things.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've met them a few times and it's weird, isn't it? You don't know what goes on behind closed doors or what's in whatever's heart, but I think you have to respect it. But they're doing some final gigs, so I think they'll be pretty emotional, pretty special, I think.
That was the Maccabees, Marks to prove it. You're listening to Your Excess. It's Liam Frey picking the tunes today. I'm just chatting with him. Coming up next, right after the break, you're going to get some Oasis, some Beach Boys, and I will play some more Cortinas. You're listening to Your Excess on Excess Manchester. I'm Clint Boone, and if you want to take part in Your Excess, you know what to do. All you need to do is go to our website, excessmanchester.co.uk. There's a little section on there called Your Excess. Tell us an hour of music that you fancy hearing on the station. We'll play it for you, assuming it's a good hour of music that you pick. Liam Frey's picking the tunes today, Liam of the Cortinas, and that was Rocking Chair from Oasis. Noel Gallagher, did you get on with him?
Yeah, I mean, I've only met him a couple of times, but I mean, he spoke to us, so I guess that counts, right?
Yeah.
We weren't told to, like, F off or anything, so...
Was he positive?
So, yeah, it was definitely positive. We met Liam a few times, but they've always been, like, they've always been nice. And tell you what, they've never slagged us off in the press, so that counts for a lot, doesn't it?
That's it, if they don't lie, you know about it.
You will know about it.
And the world knows about it as well.
Well, I just love this vocal. It's just it's so good. And I read last week, or I think I saw one of his tweets, he's going to play this live when he does his solo shows.
Oh, really?
Apparently.
Right.
Which will be class. And we're on a few builds in them, actually.
Yeah.
Benny Steam and something else, I think. I don't know if I'm allowed to say yet. But...
So, talking about Liam Gallagher's solo music here, which is coming
soon.
It'll
be interesting, won't it, I think?
I think we'll be playing it on here.
Yeah, looking forward to it, because I think he'll have taken a lot of care over it and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't think it'll be dud.
Last night, I got a late-night tweet from you, or a text. It was a text saying, I want to put another tune in. I want to put another tune in. And it's the Beach Boys, Don't Worry Baby. Why did you pick this one?
Well, funnily enough, I was speaking to Conrad, my manager,